The City of Riverside has won many number one awards in disciplines from engineering to recycling. Recently, it was recognized as the number one intelligent community in the world for its IT solutions and broadband efforts. Now, Riverside has won another prestigious professional award, the best government green fleet in North America, beating such major cities as New York and San Francisco. And it's more than another award for the showcases. It means that Riverside's fleet of cutting-edge vehicles is saving taxpayer dollars and curbing pollution.
The Green Fleet Award is a government Green Fleet Award. It is a nationwide, not just California, it's a nationwide program of all cities and government agencies that utilize fleets. And there's a wide variety of areas that this award covers as far as utilization, alternative fuel use, procurement policies. And we had some really tough competition. I mean, we're talking the city of New York City. We're talking the city of Los Angeles. You know, we're talking some major cities. We've had some real competition, and with Riverside's actions and some of our improvements and changes that we made this last year and that we've strived to make, we beat them all out.
Well, the city of Riverside's green fleet is a real point of pride for our city and for the people that work here and obviously the residents as well. And to be the number one green fleet in America, come on, that is substance and that is style. And I think that for us to be able to say that in Riverside, a city of just over 300,000 compared to cities with millions of people in them, is pretty remarkable.
Our fleet management division is an outstanding operation that strives to promote air quality, environmental benefits through the infrastructure we have in place for our alternative fuel vehicles and fueling infrastructure. In particular, we are constantly looking at ways to improve our training, our cross-training, looking at different alternative fuels so that we can be cutting edge and stay in the forefront.
And nowhere is that forefront more evident than with compressed natural gas or CNG vehicle. In a time of rising oil prices, this alternative fuel is saving the city a lot of money.
We have a wide variety of alternative fuel vehicles in our fleet. But probably one of the biggest things that helped us out in achieving the Green Fleet Award this year was in our CNG program. Last year, we dispensed 924,000 gallons of compressed natural gas, and of which 38% of that was to the public in our school buses and trash trucks and other taxi and airport shuttles. And where you look at the average price of gasoline last year at $3.85 a gallon, and diesel fuel last year at like $4 a gallon. The average price of compressed natural gas last year was $1.33 a gallon. And when you look at the savings to the community and to the city, it makes a big difference. The Green Fleet Award for Riverside is something to really be proud of. I was born and raised in Riverside. And I remember times in high school that I worked and I would get off work, you couldn't see a quarter of a mile. You couldn't breathe when you get off work to go home in the day. And I think with our efforts, we've really improved the air quality for the citizens of Riverside and for our community and our children. And not only that, but when you look at the financial incentive, so it's a tremendous savings to our citizens, not only in health savings, but financial savings as well.
We are very proud of our Fleet Maintenance Division for receiving this award and the tireless effort that they continuously put into developing the alternative fuel program by staying cutting edge with technologies and training and the desire and commitment that they show on a daily basis.
The number one Green Fleet Award shows that Riverside's fleet is moving in the right direction, straight into the future and leading the way. And now, Mary takes us for a bird's eye view of Riverside to track down the greenest, slimiest pools in the city.
From hundreds of feet in the air, you see the city from a different perspective. From this vantage point, you see whole neighborhoods before you. And if it's a view of a typical Southern California neighborhood, you see a lot of backyard pools. But some of those pools are no longer blue, but are turning green with algae. It looks bad, sure, but it's also a breeding ground for mosquitoes that could carry the West Nile virus, and that makes it a public safety issue. In a new city program, the Riverside Police Department and the city's code enforcement are working together to utilize the police's aviation unit to find those green pools and eradicate them.
During the warm summer months, when mosquitoes tend to be more active, the Inland Empire experienced an increase in West Nile virus cases. The Riverside Police Department approached the Code Enforcement Division and offered the services of their helicopter unit to give us a bird's eye view of the entire city so we can more easily locate any of these green pools that are creating a breeding ground for the mosquitoes. Well, normally, with code enforcement cases, the information comes to us in one of two ways, which is either a citizen complaint or something the code enforcement officer identifies during the course of a regular inspection. With the opportunity to go up in the air, we were able to find a lot more of these pools than we otherwise would have been able to identify just from the ground.
We are in a unique situation within the city of having the aviation capacity. So it was an honor for us and a pleasure to be able to take the code enforcement officers up to identify the green pools and thereby help with the entire vector control problem. Police aviation, police helicopters are used on a regular basis to respond to crimes, help in pursuits, assist in looking for missing children, those kinds of things. But this is a part of the mission that's no different. There's a health threat to our community, so it was a no-brainer for us to participate when asked to do so.
Green pools actually comprise two significant forms of danger. One of them is that they provide a breeding ground for these mosquitoes which carry West Nile virus. The other one, which may not be so obvious, is that they're a potential drowning hazard. Drowning is a silent killer to begin with. With the green water, you can't see someone that may be drowning in the pool either, so it takes away your ability to visually detect the drowning, making the danger much more significant. It's more significant in the warm summer months because that's when the water tends to grow algae and whatnot. However, it is a problem throughout the year. The city proposes to continue with this program on an as-needed basis with more emphasis during the summer months when it's warm. Folks who have a green pool in their backyard will be contacted by a code enforcement officer. We'll require them to either drain the pool completely or properly maintain the pool through adequate filtration and whatnot so that the water remains clear. If you notice a green pool in your neighborhood, you can either contact the Code Enforcement Division directly or dial 311 to report that address, and a Code Enforcement Officer will come out and investigate that complaint.
That cooperation between Code Enforcement and the Police Department is ongoing, and I expect that will continue to be the case.
From the ground or in the sky, the city is using all the tools available in its campaign to seek out the unsightly green pool and the mosquitoes they breed. And now Bridget is going to a party, a 125th birthday party.
It's a birthday party and everyone's invited. The Riverside Fire Department is celebrating 125 years of saving and serving the public. And with the department slated to move into a brand new downtown headquarters shortly, what better time to let people know the proud history of Riverside's own firefighters?
You know, 125 years, it's such a significant milestone in the history of the department. You know, I was fortunate enough to be here when we had our 100-year anniversary and a century of service, and it's just, you know, you step back at one of those milestones and you look at the history of the department, you look back into the days when the department was first started, and you look at the men there back at that time carrying hose wagons down the street with buckets, and you think about what we do now. We jump on a $500,000 piece of equipment that's got just a tremendous amount of technology and safety gear, and it's such a different times from then and now, just to reflect back what they had to go through and the fortunate equipment that we have now that we're able to serve our citizens with. So it's just spectacular to see so much equipment and so much technology and so many more abilities today than we had 125 years. And it just makes you reflect and think about, wow, what's the next 125 years going to look like? And what are these young guys that you've been talking to, what are they going to be doing when I'm long gone and retired, and where the advancements are going to be? It's real exciting, you know.
Well, it's such a milestone to see the city's fire department turn 125. You know, it's a big deal. In the short amount of time that I've been here, I've really seen some awesome growth from new stations to new apparatus that we have throughout the city. And it'd be really exciting to hit the milestone of 150, so I hope to be here, God willing, to see that.
And the fire department has a whole year of festivities lined up.
Our biggest event is going to be the grand opening of the fire station that you see right behind us. This is our new downtown fire station. We're going to move our fire administration in here, and then the downtown fire station to be in here. And we're looking at opening in hopefully June, July, and we're going to have a big, spectacular grand opening and a recognition of our 125 years. We're also working on a new branding for the fire department. We're looking at a new badge, new patches, and some things in that nature. We're going to fold those out.
As you look behind me right now, you'll see the new Station 1, and you can see just how the city's commitment to actually, you know, keep the city's an old-fashioned look, to see that honor that the guys that were putting in many years ago along the 125 years that they've already done, to see that they're still just in the shape and the size and the color and the unique way it's being built. It's cool.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people come up and talk to me and say, wow, it's really great, 125 years, would have never imagined it. You know, and I think the public really, really appreciates the services that we provide. We're very community oriented. We're out in the community.
So join us in wishing the Riverside Fire Department a happy birthday and to the next 125 years. And now back to Greg, who has found a new way to save energy at home with the help of the library and public utilities.
Energy costs money, and the cost of that energy is only going up. Well, what if there was a way to measure unwanted consumption by everyday household appliances and cut that usage? Well, now there is. Meet the Kilowatt device. It's fast, simple, and available for checkout at your local library.
Riverside Public Library is happy and excited to partner with public utilities to offer kilowatt meters to the community. Libraries have long been about information access, not just books, and so we're excited to have our customers find out about energy consumption. The library has had excellent feedback from customers using the kilowatts thus far. Customers are coming in and returning the kilowatts, telling us that they have found out what's actually causing some fluctuation, possibly in their utility bill.
The item will identify what we call as phantom load, which is any electronic appliance that typically has an onboard clock always pulls energy. This device will show you, even when it's turned off, like your TV for example, it's pulling energy and it's costing you money. When you turn the TV on, the display will change and show you how much energy that device is using while on, and when you turn it off, it shows its phantom load.
We have had good demand for these. At some locations, at some times, customers have come in and they've all been checked out, but we do have them throughout the system, so if we need to put one on reserve for you, we can do so and have it sent to your home library. We have 36 meters available for checkout across the system, and they check out for 2 weeks at a time.
The kilowatt is not only easily accessible, it's easy to use.
The kilowatt device, which is available for checkout from Riverside Public Libraries, is a device that shows you how much energy measured in dollars and cents that an appliance uses. In this case, we have a standard household toaster. In order to use the kilowatt, it's real simple. You just plug the device into the kilowatt, then plug the kilowatt into the wall. In this case, it has some easy-to-use buttons to display. We'll simply turn our appliance on. By pushing the menu button, it allows us to go into the cost factor screen. The up or down buttons will allow us to cycle between the different ways this device measures electricity used. Pushing the buttons once goes us into the hour usage. If we push the button again, it goes into the day usage. Once more shows us the cost for the week. Once more shows us the cost for the month. And then finally, you can calculate the yearly cost this appliance uses in electricity. This device allows you to see what your appliances use in electricity and shows you which ones to turn off and unplug when necessary. In this case, we're going to unplug this one and save some money. I mean, this computer is basically using about 8 cents in energy per hour, just sitting here with nobody using it. For the day, you're looking at approximately $2.08. For the week, just leaving this computer plugged in, $14.50. $61.99 a month, and for the year, just leaving your laptop computer plugged in, $750. Plug strips make good ideas. One, you can use it for this computer. You can use it for a TV, VCR, stereo, the kids' Xbox games. When they're not using them, you simply turn it off and you save electricity. Like this computer, every electronic appliance, when plugged into the wall, draws some kind of power. By using a plug strip and simply turning it off, you're saving energy. When the kids want to play their game again, teach them to turn it on and start playing. When they're done, turn it off. In this case, by turning it off, we'll save $750 a year on this computer.
The next time you're checking out a book at your local library, pick up the kilowatt and save yourself some energy. On behalf of Bridget, Mary, and myself, thank you for joining us on this episode of Riverside Today.